The Tea and Sanctuary Advent Calendar 2023 with Emma Newman. Day 12. I hope that you've experienced what I'm about to share with you. I want you to either imagine or remember, and I hope it's remember, the last time that you were out in nature and just being still and quiet and letting the sensation of being in nature soothe you. And in that moment, a little bird alights onto a branch really close to you or a fence. I love that moment when often in my back garden, it's a little robin, comes and sits really, really close. And it just feels like a little moment of magic. And you can look at them closely and you can see all of the colours in their feathers. And it's almost like time stands still for me. And then they go off on with their day and the moment is broken, but it feels so special. It feels like such a blessing. So I hope you've experienced that and that you will experience it again very soon. Today's episode from Star Trek Next Generation doesn't follow on sequentially from directly after Hollow Pursuits, which is what I talked about yesterday. But it is the next Lieutenant Barclay episode. I think it's the next one, because I know he's in another one as well, but I think that one's after this one. Anyway, the one I want to talk about today is called The Nth Degree, and that is episode 19 in season 4. There are lots of reasons I love this episode. Geordi and Barclay go out in the shuttle to check out this weird probe. The probe releases this massive flash of light and Barclay collapses. Geordi is protected by his visor, but it obviously changes Barclay. Right at the start of the episode, we see him acting in one of Crusher's amateur dramatics performances. And I love the fact that in later episodes, later seasons, Crusher just every now and again harasses people to come and do amateur dramatics, whether they like it or not. I think it's so cute. Anyway, so he's performing this scene of Cyrano de Bergerac and he is absolutely appallingly bad. And it's just cute how the audience like is politely applauding and Data is like, what is this? This is terrible. And then when Riker's like, because it's polite. And then he joins in when he understands how autistic is this guy. Anyway, I know he's not. He's an android, but I relate. Anyway, after the probe incident, Barclay starts to become not only super intelligent, but super charismatic. And there are wonderful scenes. Like the first half of the episode is my favourite just because he changes so much. And he is absolutely fantastic in this next scene of the play that we see him rehearsing. And he's so good that he makes Crusher cry. And it starts to freak people out. I love the way that the people around him respond quite realistically. They're kind of worried about it, like weirded out, but then they're quite annoyed. And when things start to really escalate, obviously quite frightened because he ends up creating this direct neural interface with the Enterprise and takes it over and takes them on this massive journey, like really, really, really insane distance. Journey to the reason behind this has happened. I quite like the fact that over the course of this episode, the bridge crew lose control of the Enterprise and they cannot do anything until this thing has run its course. That's quite satisfying to see sometimes. I like that. I know that some people would argue, well, we don't like main characters to be passive, but I quite like the fact that sometimes there is just nothing you can do about something this freakishly weird. And you just have to deal with it. I like that. The other scene I really like in this episode is that Troi, Crusher, Riker, Geordi and Captain Picard are talking about this situation in his ready room, in the captain's ready room. And he hasn't done anything bad yet. He's just manifesting this bizarre super intelligence and super charisma. And they're kind of talking about what to do. And he hasn't done anything wrong, so they can't really do anything. And this is what the thrust of the conversation is about. And Picard asks him if he's actually done anything threatening. And Troi says, well, he made a pass at me last night, a really good one. And Geordie is like, well, that's not threatening. And she's like, no, but it is unusual behaviour, right? And like Crusher is like grinning and nodding at this. They have the rest of the conversation. It's making me laugh just think about it. Then when they're all leaving, Riker says to Troy, well, you mentioned that he made a pass at you, but you didn't say whether he was successful. And she just gives this enigmatic smile and walks off. Now, we as the audience know it was unsuccessful because it would be unethical for her to accept because she's been his counsellor. And she handles it brilliantly. Barclay is very cool when he is rejected. It is really all good. What makes me laugh is the fact that she doesn't tell Riker. She lets him hang. She lets him wonder about whether he got anywhere and just has fun with it. And I really love that moment. I think there are some moments of really lovely, genuine joking and chemistry that you get glimpses of between the actors. I can't remember which episode it is. No, I think I might be able to. I think it's Future Imperfect, where Riker wakes up several years in the future, or that's what he thinks, and he's now captain of the Enterprise. Anyway, at the beginning of that episode, it's his birthday, and there's a bit where he's cutting his birthday cake, and Troy asks him, when he blows out the candles, what he's wishing for, and he looks at her, and there's like this pause where I'm sure when they were rehearsing the scene, he just gave the answer. But he doesn't. He just looks at her as if he's implying, I'd like you for my birthday wish. And then she kind of like hits him. And he goes, oh, trumpet lessons or whatever the answer is. And they all fall about laughing. And that just seemed so genuine to me. I don't know. Maybe they're just really good actors at that point. But there's something about that exchange that makes me think that they were just messing around and that the chemistry was so good. Anyway, I've digressed from what I was originally talking about. Yeah, the Nth Degree, Dwight Schultz just plays him so brilliantly. Seeing the Barclay we all know and love, the socially awkward guy who is being so beautifully supported by his friends, you know, who are doing all they can to help him to do things to increase his confidence. And then we see him becoming more charismatic and more intelligent, and then becoming quite scary and distanced from people, and then it all being okay in the end. And he just plays all of those different states so beautifully. So yes, that's why I love that episode. That's it for today. I will speak to you tomorrow.